Prabhupada's morning walk.
Prabhupada's morning walk. In Los Angeles.
April 26, 1973. About animals not willing to die. Why? What is the psychology? Nobody wants to die.
You'll ask, how do I know that animals do not want to die?
That is another punishment. As soon as you want to kill, it dies. Man or animal, anyone. Even the trees, they pee, spare. That is also, you do not know that?
Yes, sir.
They feel pain. You know, the Jagadish verses? Pulsation, what is that?
Pulsation?
The trees feel. When you cut, it feels. There is machine. There, to discover this. You have not been in Calcutta, that Jagadish Institute.
Probably not.
Yes. He discovered this wellness. Marconis took advantage from it. The talking together, and when Marconis got the hint from him, immediately published. It was his invention, Sir Jagadish. Therefore, he invented this pulsation of the trees and started the Sir Jagadish Institution, Calcutta. So there is painful feeling even on the trees, what to speak of others.
Small insects,
anyway.
They run away so quickly, you try to go to him.
As soon as you try to kill or attack, there is protest. There is killing us. Why?
So they want to enjoy the material world.
It is clear for that. Material enjoyment, not enjoyment. Material or spiritual, it doesn't matter.
Morning.
Good morning. Thank you. It's not so good. And every living entity wants to enjoy. And that is the Vedanta Sutra. Anandamaya Abhyasat. Why they want to enjoy?
Because this is the eternal position of the living entity.
His constitutional position is anandama, joyfulness. But he does not get here, that ananda. He is seeking that ananda, that it is being checked by condition. You cannot enjoy. There are so many impediments. Just like you want to walk, and there are so many impediments. You want to walk on the TV, and there are so many obstacles. So, my position is that I want to enjoy, and later position is self-check. Still not allowed. Why? Why I am put into this condition? What is scientist is that? Respect?
I don't have any answer.
Huh?
You don't have any answer, right?
No, there are degrees of respect. They do not know.
So our answer will be because of the laws of nature?
Huh?
Because we are under the laws of nature.
Huh? Yes, but why? I am against laws of nature. That is my question. If I am also nature's product, then why against laws of nature? Why?
By forgetting my real relationship, I tend to rule over the laws of material nature.
And that I am studying, that is my business here. I am simply struggling. Laws of nature is obstructing my process of enjoyment. And I want to enjoy. Why this position? We inquire this intelligent question. Why are they in place? They do not know what they are in place.
Anand Goswami also asked that question.
That is the question of human life. But I want to enjoy. Why there is obstruction of my life? Then the next question will be, then what I am and what is this nature? These are intelligent questions. That is called Brahmajigyan. Why shall I eat? Why shall I sleep? These are very minor questions. They are questions for animals. For the human being, this is the question. That I want to enjoy life. Why there are so many obstructions? This is human question. The animals, they do not question the submit. Just like when you slay one animal, it submits. But a human being, there is law, because human being is intelligent. So you cannot kill any other human being, cannot murder, then he will be hanged. But they cannot make law. They are lower, great animals. They submit. Somebody killing. But the objection is there, both by the human being and the animal. That is why you are killing. But he is helpless. So man has invented some means. So they have made their laws. But both of them are objective. In America, somewhere, when I first came, there was some incident that in a light store, they got some opportunity to clear there. All the cows are cleaner, and they're shut down. They stopped. They knew that he had stopped them from being killed. So they got some opportunity. They went. There is always miserable condition. It's like, why you have power so much? Why you have spent for power? So this is also miserable condition. Miserable condition. In some other place, they are
too hot.
Too hot. Electric fan required. So we are always in miserable country. We are trying to avoid this place so that I may not be in miserable condition by wiping my shoes. So, there is always struggle. Nature is trying to put me in miserable condition and I am trying to save myself or to keep myself comfortable. This is called struggle for him. They say that the world is imperfect. Do they not admit? So, imperfect means it is not congenial for my joyful life. Therefore, we are inventing something to become joyful.
That is what scientists are trying.
That means you are struggling. That means you are in miserable condition. So why you are put into miserable condition? Why do they not ask this question? This is interesting. You are submitting. You are trying to get out of the miserable condition, but you are animals. You are submitting. Therefore, nature is very forceful. You cannot surpass. It is not possible. Then the next question will be, how we can surpass? That is real inquiry.
How
we can surpass?
Miserable condition
is called Maya. The answer is in the Bhagavad Gita, how we can surpass. Mami vaja prabhadjante, maya mi tang tarantite. Clear answer. Anyone who surrenders to me, he can get out of this miserable condition. Offered by this Maya. They are eating. Again trying. This is struggle for you. survival of the fittest. Who survives? Who is the living entity who has surpassed the tribulations of material nature? Where is the fit? I don't see a survival of fittest. Who is the fit? Nobody is fit. Even the so-called scientists, they are not the fit. Professor Einstein went there of death, he could not say. What's that? So nobody is fit. Where is the survival of the fittest? Simply struggle for existence. Survival of the fittest means Krishna consciousness. Tattavihaṁ punat janmanaiti māneti kaunthya. This is Krishna.
They are talking about the temporary existence of the material body.
Huh? That is foolishness. That is foolishness. Just like if you go into the sea and if you want to be comfortable. This is foolishness. It cannot be. You are animal of land. If you are put into the water, however expert swimmer you may be, it will not be comfortable. That's not possible. So, you are spirit soul. You cannot be comfortable in the material world. You can struggle, and that is not possible. And they are simply giving bluff in future, he said, in future. This is their thing. They don't admit that it is not possible. They simply give bluff in future. In future it will be, we can also accept that, provided you have taken the proper means. But where is your future if you are wrongly directed? A child's future is bright when he sees that he is being educated, he is going to school. But he is playing on the street. Where is his future? There is no future. He is wasting his time.
What is the favorite theory for the scientists? They like to do things in future.
That is nonsense. We say it is nonsense. In future it is all right, you say, in future. But where is your method for future prosperity? That I am talking. So if a child is getting proper education, then we can say that he has got a good future. But if the child is wrongly directed, where is his future? A patient who has gone to the physician and undergoing treatment, he can expect in future will be cured. But if he is lying down on the bed and does not know who is physician, then where is his future? He has no future. So all these leaders, they are rascals. And who are following these rascals, where is his future? There is no future. They are all rascals. And you are not accepting, oh, this rascal is a great scientist. So his future is doomed.
Blind leading the blind.
That's all. He does not know. What is future happening? He does not know.
They don't want to accept that.
Huh?
They say, they cannot do it at the moment, but somebody will come up in the future so they can show. But they don't want to accept.
That's all right, but at the present moment you are rascal. Somebody who is calm, intelligent, that is another thing. But you are us. So why you are leading, cheating others? That is our protest. If you know that you are a rascal and you are cheating others to become leader, that is our protest. Why should you cheat others? Mura. If he says that, how do you know I am rascal? And because you do not know God, then who is rascal? Mura. Namam kumadvante mura. If you would have known what is God, then you would have surrendered to Him. Then you are intelligent. But because you do not surrender, you do not know what is God, therefore you are rascal. This is the definition of rascal. Ganavan man kapadnate. An intelligent being is one who surrenders. He is intelligent. One who does not, he is rascal.
We have to expose these articles.
Yes, that is our business. Always engaged in sinful activities. And because they are sinful, they have been given food by nature, eat dog, eat snail, eat stool. Are these things eatables? And those are intelligent Krishna consciousness for them, fruits, flowers, chapati. Right?
Swans and the crows.
Swans and the crows. So expose them as crows.
The leaders in our society nowadays, since they forget their own present moment, but they are thinking for their children, future.
So how that can he does not know what is the use of thinking rascally. One can think properly if he knows things. If he does not know, then what is the use of thinking? The madman also thinks. What is the use of such thinking? Now, our thinking begins from the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, as the body is changing from childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youth, similarly, the proprietor of the body will change this body at the last moment. That means changing of the body. This is the... Now you can think. When there is proper subject matter, then you can think. How it is? How it is? You have no proper subject matter, nobody is to guide you. What is the value of your thinking? Like dogs and cats. do not draw, how to think. That is possible. How to think, that is possible in human life. So if you don't take an opportunity, how to think, then what is the use of your thinking like cats and dogs? Simply wasting time. Valuable life you are wasting. Making experiments in the laboratory, nonsensically. They form matter, they create life. How this nonsense, what is the use of such thinking? It is never possible. These aspects are thinking on that, in that way, that they will in future produce life from matter, which has never been possible in the history, past, present, and they are thinking of bright future. The potter's thinking.
Yes.
Yes.
Actually, the future looks very dim because of the military. They've created such a military threat with their atomic bombs and armies and so on. The future is very bad because of their military burden.
Yeah.
Atomic bombs. This is what the scientists have created. They're thinking a bright future, but actually the future seems very dark.
Yes. Idle brain is a devil's workshop. If they are not directed, then think like devil. We are thinking rightly because we are taking direction from Krishna. The most perfect. Therefore, our thinking has meaning. And what is the value of their thinking? There is no value. Now we are thinking, that's why take the first instruction, that within this body there is a proprietor of it. You can go on thinking, then am I this body? So you can think on your finger, I am this finger. The answer from the within will come. No, you are not seeing that. It is your thing. It is your thing. You are not seeing. If I am seeing that, then if I touch my finger, I shall not die. If I am seeing that. Therefore it is my thing. That's why I never think that I am the stick. It is my stick. That is thinking. That is thinking. If I wrongly think that I am this body, then your whole thinking process is wrong. And they are thinking like that. That we have this body. Jashnatam buddhi chunate iti dhāta ke sadhik kalatra disubhavu maijyadhi chakti ka buddhi salilena tarhichi janesu avignesu saiva gokhara. So that kind of thinking is done by the asses and cows. Jashnatam buddhi, one who is thinking on this body. He is no better than the animal, ass, or cow. They are all thinking like, I am this God. They are asses. And the whole world is suffering by thinking like that. I am American, I am Indian, I am Russian, I am this, I am that. We must know how to think. Then our thinking will produce some good result. If I do not know how to think, then what is the use of my thinking? A madman is also thinking. I am the emperor. Does it mean that he is emperor? Sometimes I have seen a madman false flags on his face. Nobody can check me. So, both of them have become little cautious. He says, that's still madman. So, madman think is all the value of madman think. They're all mad. Pishachi paile janam atichhanna hai. And a ghostly haunted person has he is mad. Similarly, those who are entrapped by this material energy, they are all madmen. If I think that I am this coat, I am this hat, I am this cloth, am I not man? The body is just like hat and coat. Bhāsāṁ śikinnāṇi yathā vihāya.
Thinking is a natural process. Thinking?
Yes. You have got mind. You have got mind, therefore you must think. But that thinking, why is there a psychology science? How to think? Why you go to school, college to learn psychology? To learn how to think. How thinking process is going on. There is education required. How to think. Correct.
So the subject matter of thinking.
The child is sent to school just for teaching him how to think correctly. Otherwise, what is the use of sending him to school? He can think at home. Why they are sent to school? To learn how to think. This is thinking. When a question that I want to become happy, why am I not happy? This is thinking. Everyone wants to become happy. But nature's process is to obstruct this happiness. So one should think, oh, why this is position? I want to leave. Why laws of nature I am put to death? I must die. This is against my wish, against my desire. This is thinking. So how to get out of it? This is real thing. I don't want something, but something is forced upon me. And why it is so? When this why question will come to me, that is real thing. Where is that thinking? These accidents, where is that thinking? How to check death? How to check disease? How to check old age? Where is that thinking? Where is the scientist? Who is making research how to stop death? Who is making research how to stop disease? He can manufacture medicine for the disease, but he cannot check happening of this. That is not possible. Why is it? That is thinking. I want something, but it is being obstructed by nature. Why it is so? This why question must have come. Then his thinking is wrong. That is Keno Upanishad. Keno.
Keno?
Keno Upanishad.
Okay.
This why, simply, so many why. Harina. After making so much research and invention, after all the scientists going to die like cats and dogs, then what is the use of his thinking? The cats and dogs also will die, and Professor Einstein will also die. So, where is the difference? Real unhappiness, neither the scientist can check, neither the cat and dog can check. So where is the use of your thinking foolishly? And they do not believe that there is life after death. So far we are concerned. Neither they do believe that there is life after death. Although practically you are seeing after child's life, there is youth's life, after youth's life, there is elderly life, after elderly, there is old life. So, this we are seeing, still we do not believe that after this body, there is life again. Natural sequence. Big professor, they say, oh, after this body, everything is good. And they are planning all happiness on this basis.
Yes. Yes.
It's a shaky platform.
Yes. Oh, platform shaky. At any moment there is danger.
The words are much bigger this morning.
Huh?
The words are much bigger.
He got out smaller. It is always dangerous. Big fire or small fire? Fire is fire. It will burn. That's all. And Chanakya Pandit has given this example. This fire, death, and disease, never think big or small. They are always dangerous.
Fire?
Fire, disease, and death. How inspective is this? If you take loan from somewhere, interest component is one day it will become so big, unmanageable by you. Similarly, fire maybe is very spark, but gradually it is so increased, blazing fire. Disease also. Now there is little pain, and it increases, it becomes tuberculosis. So, therefore, he has said, never neglect these things, higher or smaller or higher. They are always dangerous. There is, in India there is a proverb, Hira and Khira. Hira means diamond. And Khira means cucumber. It has no value, a few cents, and diamond is very valuable. But if somebody steals Hira, he is also criminal, and one body steals Hira, he is also criminal. The punishment is equal. If he says, I've stolen one Khira, what is the value? But by law, he still, never mind. Okay. will be happy in that. What is the meaning of that such thinking? In such a wretched condition. But he is thinking.
If you tell him to join us, he won't like.
No, because he's thinking this is happening.
So the theory of relativity is everywhere.
Hmm? Yes. That is a fact.
One man's meat is another man's poison.
Well, Ramchandra has not started from Lannas. You can ask him to bring my record and you have.
Sure.
Yes.
Practice to keep the mind from being restless.
Eh?
How does one practice to keep the mind from being restless?
You have good association.
Pardon?
If you keep yourself with the rascals, then you will think like rascals. And if you keep yourself with sane men, then you will think like sane men. Association. Very good practice. That is the only way.
And then, for detachment, it's just consonant.
Huh?
For detachment, it's just the austerity.
Detachment, when he'll understand that this is good, this is bad, naturally, he'll have detachment for the bad. Unless he know this is good, this is bad, how they can be detached? When you are offered two kinds of foodstuff, and if you know this is good, this is bad, then naturally you have detachment for the bad and pick up the good. First of all, you have to know that what is good and bad. Then when you are convinced, naturally you know, oh, this is not detached. Happens. Param vishyane vartate. Therefore, knowledge is first required. For detachment. Jnana vairagya jukta. Jnana, first of all knowledge, then detachment. unless you have knowledge, artificial detachment will not work.
This
tell
about knowledge for being good, but how do you really know?
Is
it just a feeling?
Hmm? Knowledge means culture. That's why you are discussing. This is the process of knowledge. Inquiry from right person and take the answer. That is knowledge. Just like a child takes knowledge from his father. Father, what is this? He gives knowledge. So you must inquire rightly from the right person, then you get knowledge. This is the process of knowledge.
The child also has faith.
Huh?
The child also has faith in the father. That the father will give him the proper answer.
No faith or no faith. Child does not know that he has got faith. But naturally he has asking father. That is the natural source of knowledge. When you approach the right person, you may have faith or no faith, you get the right knowledge. It doesn't matter. It's like fire. If it is real fire, you touch it, it will act. You know and do not know. It doesn't matter.
So spontaneous?
Yes. Just like somebody says, I have no faith in God. He may have faith or no faith. It doesn't matter. God is there. If somebody says, I have no faith in death, does it mean that he is not dying? So faith is useless. Faith is created according to one's sense. It is not very sincere. If there is something positive, you have faith in the negative, so it doesn't matter.
Doesn't negate it.
No. Fact is fact. Whether you believe or not believe, it doesn't matter. Hiranyakashipu thought that I shall not die on the land, on the water, on the sky. But death was there. This is Asuric thinking.
All the captivation, that illusory energy.
Yeah, ignorance.
Ours.
Both ours.
Oh, is it?
But Krishna, there is no such consideration. Human form, plant form. Everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. Why are anxious to know about the human form? Why? What is your question? Tulsi Devi should be in human form. Why you are asking this question?
I was wondering if she's alive in human form while Krishna is on earth.
Really? She may not be. But what is wrong if she is not in human form? Everyone is alive. Plants, beef, everyone is alive. Why you are so much anxious of the human form alive?
Wouldn't matter.
Krishna can talk with animals, with trees, with plants. That is Krishna. You think that I cannot talk with plants, that works, the plants should be in human form. That is your concept. If I can talk with everyone, then where is the difference for me, a human being or an insect or plant? So there is no such question that everyone should be in human form. Then one can talk with Krishna and enjoy it. No?
Thank you.